This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's overcast today. We'll be a little colder than we've been having, so it's going to be good day to get out in the garden and enjoy it. So definitely get out there. Do what you can to do that. Now, we have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy is in Carver, Mass.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
A lovely morning.
Yeah.
It is a good day to get out in the garden. I got to do some weeding later. But I have an indoor plant, an orchid. It's a very special orchid. I bought it from my mom before she passed away a few years ago. And it has died, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I put it in a dark spot in the house, sort of treated it like a poinsettia.
Yep.
And it came back to life. And it's gone through its cycle again, so it just lost its last flower. However, what I'm noticing this year is they have those feelers that come out underneath the leaves.
Yep.
And the feelers, they're not all, like, light brown like they were last year. They're more green. So I'm thinking it's, like, new growth that wants to happen with the plant. The problem is when I lift up the pot, those feelers are like, it's like root bound kind of like, for lack of a better word. And it is in a plastic container, so I feel like I need to transplant it, but I don't know how to do that or what to do that in.
Okay. So, now, transplanting orchids, it sounds like it needs to be done for you. What I would look to do is go to the local garden center and get an orchid pot. Now, an orchid pot is one that actually has holes on the side, right? Okay. It's not just like a straight pot where no holes on the sides, just flat on the sides. An orchid pot has holes on there because the roots need air circulation. They need to actually be a little bit exposed, right? They don't want to sit in soil where water is going to sit in there. Now, they do need a soil, but it's not the same as you would plant like an annual in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to use a very, like, fast-draining soil, something that has, like, a little bit of bark in it, right? A little, like, bark chips mixed into it. And what it does is it allows to hold water, but it allows the water to go through easily at the same time. That way you're not, like, water's not sitting there. And that's where the access of the holes on the side allow the roots so they don't stay wet, right?
Okay.
So basically, depending upon the size of it, say, just as an example, say it's a 4-inch pot that the orchid's mm-hmm. in. I wouldn't go to like a 10-inch pot. I'd go to a 6, maybe 7-inch pot. Because we don't want to overwhelm it by putting all this extra soil in it and all this, you know, extras to it. We want to keep it kind of compact, but enough where it's going to be able to spread its roots a little bit. So that would be what I would do right away, right?
Okay.
You said the flower is just about done?
Yeah, the last one just fell off.
Okay. So now what I want you to do is you're going to want to cut that back, right? Sometimes it can produce a secondary flower depending upon what kind it is of the orchid.
Yeah.
You know, if you've had it in the past where it has rebloomed, you can leave it on you can leave the spike there. But it seems like it didn't in the past, right? It didn't died back.
It sort of came back. It just sort of came back last year.
Okay. So there's two schools of thoughts here. Some will actually cut the stem once it's done flowering all the way back to where the leaves are, right? Mm-hmm. Some will cut the stem back to leave a couple of the nodes. Those are like the brown lines on the stem below where the flowers were, okay?
Yes.
That might initiate new flowers in about like 8 to 12 weeks. So
okay.
It's all going to depend on the style of it, but when you're repotting it, it might be best just to cut it back to the leaves to allow it to focus on its root system and redeveloping in that new area than to try to get it to rebloom.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to keep it healthy, keep it going. It's a plant.
No, understandable. So the other thing is you feed you should be feeding your orchid with like a 20-20-20 or like a 10-10-10, something that's all purpose, right? Something that's all the same number on it because it's well balanced is really what it is. You can do it about once a month.
I did it like once a year.
Yeah. But what you want to make sure you water prior to fertilizing because if you don't, since the roots are mostly exposed, they're not really in soil, that the fertilizer gets right to the roots, right? So you don't you don't want it to be dry because it'll absorb that fertilizer so quick that it could burn the roots. So you water it before fertilizing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you know, like during the winter months, like January, February, March, maybe December, January, February, when it's not doing much and it's kind of just sitting there, you slow down. You don't have to fertilize it usually at that point, okay? You would do the fertilization as you're starting to see nice green growth. You're starting to see, like, a stem pop up, those types of things. That's when you'd really like to focus on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, and I don't water it very much either. It gets, like, maybe a couple tablespoons, maybe 2-3 tablespoons of water, like, once a week. And it's done really well. Maybe like a 4-inch plastic pot that's been placed inside of a pottery pot.
Yep.
So the roots have really been like in a dark place for a long time without the air, without windows, without.
So for it to get. So for it to get bigger for you and really So you can almost pretty much establish it, so you're not, you know, I'm not saying worry about it, but you don't have to worry as much about it. I would say get it in that bigger pot so that it can develop those roots a little bit easier. And then, you know, you're not having to do all this worrying about it. You can get it going and get it really established and make it, you know, a stronger plant from there.
Great.
Okay.
I had one more question
for
you. Sometimes we get, like, these little fruit flies in the house or whatever. I don't know. Something started to eat the leaves. And can you cut that? It leaves, like, brown. Can you cut that out, or do you just leave it?
So if it's in the center of it, you usually just kind of leave it. If it's on the edges, you can kind of cut it sometimes. But those little fruit flies are kind of like a fungus gnat. They can also create into like a white fly. So what you want to do is with any of those other plants, use what's called a systemic houseplant from Bonide. Okay. It says like, I think it says like 2% houseplant or systemic houseplant. Mix that into the soil. That's going to help get rid of those fungus gnats, help prevent some of those white flies for long term, so you don't have to, you know, get those holes in the leaves.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
No problem, Sandy. Good luck and have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next? You there, Nathan?
Oh, sorry. The LED on this channel's burned out, so sometimes I don't know if it's muted. Hey, Rob is in Linfield.
All right. Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, good morning, and happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, a couple weeks ago we spoke. This is a follow-up question on getting the soil ready to do some reseeding. And you may remember, but you see that, put a whole new lawn in last fall.
Yep.
Took some gypsum in and new soil seed and all that came in good. Then this spring had some weeds that kind of filled in.
Yep.
And, you mentioned, of course I just sent off the, I'm waiting for the soil test results, but you mentioned to get, a weed killer that contained triclophore.
Yep.
And I went to a couple of local nurseries and, the only thing I could find that had it in it, it sounds pretty aggressive. Just want to make sure it's okay to put down. It's a product from Bonide called Brush Killer BK32.
Yep.
That's the only thing. Is that? I just want to make sure it's not going to damage the actual grass when I spray this.
No. I think it says right on the bottle it won't harm grass. You should definitely be fine. Honestly.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure, but it, like I said, it sounded pretty aggressive when you see the term brush killer.
Yeah,
then,
so just real quick on the brush killer, just what it does is it's meant for, like, it'll kill a lot of the weeds, but what it also does is it goes for the weeds that are, like, viney, that have, like, can put in other, like, as it goes on the ground, can kind of hit root systems. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's meant to help get those stronger weeds, and that's kind of where I think they put the vine killer on there to show that it is a little bit stronger, which can be scary, but it does work. I mean, I'll tell you this, with that, the triclopyr, I used it at my in-law's house, and I sprayed along an area right where grass is, and all the grass is still living. I know my father-in-law would have killed me if I killed his grass. So I used it along there, and it worked out well. So, you know, I've used it multiple times. I just used it at the new house I'm moving into. I cleaned a whole ivy bed. I actually cut it with the mower and then sprayed over the top because the vines are everywhere. And there's a little bit of grass underneath there. I have no problem using it. I think it's going to be fine, honestly.
Okay, great. And then just a follow-up question or two. In terms of, I know it's I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some acidic soil again, even though I've got some new soil from last year. Should I just go ahead and put some lime down now, or is it best just to wait until I get the results back from the soil test?
Well, so the reason why I would wait is because when you put the lime down, you don't know if you need to put it down at the rate to just keep it the same or to double it. I mean, you could put it down at the regular rate now, knowing that you might have to put it down at the regular rate any day. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yep, yep.
So if you're willing to walk through it a couple times and do it, go ahead. But, you know, the soil sample usually takes about 2 weeks. So I think if you can wait, great. If not, it's just realize you might have to do the same thing again.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then lastly, when I put down some new dirt with the seed, can you explain the difference between, you say, losing, say, topsoil versus loam? What should I use?
So what I like to use is like a is almost like, because you already have soil down there. You already have stuff growing in the lawn. For you, I would look at using a product called Superloom. And it's right down, you can get it from the company right down the street from you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the product I would use. Let me do this. Hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, I want to describe, you know, kind of explain a little bit between the difference in the two, so you can
All right.
kind of know what we're really talking about, okay? So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A group of Pennsylvania parents and Republican state lawmakers filed a lawsuit on September 3rd challenging the school mask mandate imposed by the administration of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and seeking an injunction against the order. The plaintiffs sued Acting Secretary of Health Allison Beam in Commonwealth Court, arguing that Beam did not follow state law in issuing a mask mandate requiring children at public and private schools to wear masks, according to the Associated Press. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez posted a social media video talking about climate change.
The fossil fuel industry and the future of humanity are fundamentally incompatible. They just are. I mean, that's not a political opinion. That is the science. We continue to burn fossil fuels. our planet will become inhabitable.
This is USA Radio News. Mask mandates, state, local, and federal executive authority, and the battle to define the limits of Roe v. Wade on abortion combine to make this a very exciting time for the courts and law, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I think the decision could signal that there is a 5-4 majority possible to substantially limit Roe v. Wade. If there were five justices who thought that Roe v. Wade should not be limited, why would they allow the Texas statute to go into effect even for a few months?
The U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday that cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Ida. The spill, which is ongoing, appears to be coming from a source underwater at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rob in regards to, the lawn, doing some work in the lawn. But you brought up a good question that I wanted to bring up for everybody and talk about. So, he wanted to know the difference between using topsoil versus, like screen loam, right? What's the real difference there? Well, there's actually a pretty decent difference there, right? What it is a topsoil is basically cleaned out loom, right? We're looking at like something that might have some rocks to it, but not a lot. Might have some branches to it, might have some compost to it, but not a lot. Loom is actually kind of mixed and produced. Loom actually has some sand in it. It has some compost in it. It has some rocks in it. It'll even have some branches and things like that, because naturally in your lawn, it's going to have those things. There's going to be rocks in the soil. There's going to be sticks that have fallen and kind of broken down, and there's pieces of them. That's kind of what loam is. And that's what is best to get your lawn established, because that's already what's in the soil. Now, if you were to take topsoil that's been kind of cleaned of all those extras, it doesn't have, it's basically creating like a perfect little spot for the seed to grow, but it doesn't pull the, it doesn't mix well with what's already in the soil. Now, I'm not saying don't use topsoil by any means. Use it, but use it as like a top dressing if you had to, just a light top dressing, and maybe use loam or super loam, which I like the super loam because it's a mixture of loam and compost together. Because when we look at the soil samples, like you're getting done, what we always look at the elements. We look at the pH, we look at the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. One of the other things we should be looking at is the amount of compost or organic material in the soil. If there's not a lot of organic material in the soil, you're not composting and always basically getting better soil in your lawn. So that's why I like using that for it. So that's kind of the difference, and that's kind of the way I would go, is have something that has a little bit of compost in it or a mixture of it, so that you're adding that to the soil, but you're feeding it at the same time by using that compost.
Right. Thank you. And then lastly, when I get ready to do all this, do I cut the grass super low when I, say, apply the brush killer, and as well as when I go to reseed, just cut it really low?
Yeah, so when you go to use the brush killer, you can cut it. And make sure you have a lawnmower that has like a bagger, so it's cutting any of the seed heads that were on there. You don't have to cut it really low, but I like to just make like a, it's just like a fresh cut on it, in essence, because the product's going to go into the soil a little bit easier, or into the plant a little bit easier, because that is absorbing as much water as it can at that point, but it's at that point, it's just the what it's absorbing is the chemical that you're looking to use.
Okay. Well, thanks very much as always. Appreciate it.
No problem, Robin. Good luck. And if you have any questions on that soil sample, let me know. You can always email it to me.
All right. Thanks, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Appreciate your help. Bye bye.
You as well. Thank you. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's definitely great to have everybody call in with as many questions as possible. I love being able to try and help you out so that you're not asking one question and then when you get to the next part of it, you kind of have those answers already. So when you call in, I'll sit and talk with you all show if I have to, just to make sure you get some of these answers. So I appreciate everybody who calls in. Want everybody to know, don't be afraid to ask a bunch of questions. My father used to do it all the time. I was telling Nathan between one of the breaks here that my father could probably talk with the same person on the radio for the 4 hours and talk about everything to do with the plants, and it would still be a great show. So anybody has questions, feel free to call us. We're here to answer those for you and help you out. Just act like we're at a garden center talking. Anyways, it's we're really starting to hit fall here. Temperatures are starting to cool down at night. I mean, we notice every morning now it is chilly. It's been pretty cold every morning here comparatively, right? I'm saying cold. It's in the 50s. I mean, wait till November when it's in the 30s. But, you know, these are things that are starting to happen. It's a good time to plant, good time to get ready for everything for the fall. You know, we're about 2.5 weeks away from the fall at this point. And still plenty of time to put down grass seed, like we were talking about. Still plenty of time to plant. Still plenty of time to do those types of things to get established for next year. So get out there and enjoy the weather while you can, and the cooler weather, planting and cleaning up, instead of having to do it in that hot temperatures. I said last week we're moving. We moved officially to Chelmsford this past week. And I spent Monday and Tuesday on the hotter days of the week out just cutting trees, branches, etc. I'll end up posting some of these pictures at some point soon. But man, I wish I had thought about doing it when it was a little bit cooler, because it was hot. It was hot this week. I didn't expect it. But anyways, things are starting to wind down for the year. We're not, you know, officially there of like, let's start spraying Wilproof. Let's start getting those things done. But we need to start thinking about those as we continue. You know, from what I understand, some of the Wilproof products might be hard to get again, the Wilproof or the Wiltstop. So try to get them when you go to a local garden center when you see them for you. Now, for those of you who don't remember what the Wiltproof or Wiltstop is, it's an anti-desiccant that holds the moisture in the plants during the winter and doesn't allow them to dry out in those winters and get winter damage. We want to make sure that the moisture stays in the plants over the winter. We have this, you know, we have this four-letter word that hits us. It's not what you think it is. We have snow in New England and a lot of areas, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Minnesota, all over, right? There's snow. We actually want the snow to stay around our plants to keep them, insulated. But what happens when we get snow, then it melts, then we get snow, and then it melts? Our plants actually start to lose moisture. Because what happens is the ground starts to warm up a little bit, just a little bit, and then moisture runs out. And then the plant runs out, and then it doesn't have moisture. So that's why we use Wiltproof or Wiltstop. So those are things to be starting to think about what we're going to be using this fall in the next upcoming months. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes, but I got a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed is in Plymouth.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Ed, you with me? All right, looks like Ed's on speakerphone. Can you hear me, Ed?
Yeah, I can. I got you.
All right, how can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, for kicks, I ate a mango a couple of months ago, and I wanted to try to grow it. And, I planted it and everything, and it grew like wildfire for the first, like, month and a half. It grew like 5 inches, so it's got five beautiful leaves on it, and it's still healthy as can be, but it doesn't seem to be growing anymore. Literally, what should I do to boost it up?
Okay. So, what I'd like to see you do with that mango plant, right? It's going to grow. You know, it started to grow. It went crazy. Mangoes, to be honest, can get huge. They can get like 60 feet tall. Not around here. But they can get some height to them, right? So, what you're looking to do is... Is get it going. What I want you to look at using is a product, that protolizer that we talk about from Natural Alternatives. That protolizer is going to help bring some of the nutrients to that seed the way it needs to be, right? You want to make sure that it gets some of the feed that it needs. And by feed, I mean, you know, you're looking to get like an all-purpose fertilizer in there. Look at getting like a, you know, a 10-10-10, a 20-20-20, one of those types in a liquid fertilizer, because it'll be able to get it into that pit a little bit easier. The other thing is keep it in a warm location over the winter, okay? Keep it so that it's going to stay warm and the roots will stay warm. And that might mean getting like a heat mat to leave underneath the soil for winter so that it keeps it and helps that whole process of it growing inside. If it's kind of stuck at like 5 inches a foot, it might be time to pinch it back a little bit. Pinch it back to like the leaf node below it where the top is, to try and promote new growth coming out the sides there. Like I always say, there's a hormone in each stem. If you pinch it back, now there's hormones underneath it that are trying to become the new leader. And so usually you'll have two stems pop out and promote more growth that way. So it's a combination of feeding it, keeping it warm, and leaving it in full sun. It might have, with some of the temperatures we had in July and some of the cooler days, and then we got the heat, it might have just had some sort of shock to it and slowed down. So I think you should prune it back a little bit, pinch it back to try to promote new growth. And hopefully that helps you out, Ed. I know we were having a lot of kickback on the air there. I apologize. But hopefully that works out for you on the mango. It's kind of cool to see it develop, right? Might not be the same as like a mango tree that you'd see in tropical areas, but you can get it to work. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back up, we'll try to answer some questions and wrap up the show, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency lime. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other limes. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to get right into the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa's in New Hampshire.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you perfect.
Wonderful. So, I have two azalea bushes on my lawn. And they are overpowered by one by larger rhododendron bushes and the other by a large lilac bush. So I'd like to replant the azalea bushes somewhere else so they can, one, be together, and two, they'd have more room to grow. And I wanted to ask, when is the right time of year to do that? And what do I need to know to make sure that they last in their new place on the lawn?
So, what I would suggest doing is you can do it now in the next couple weeks, okay? But what I'd want you to do is figure out the best location for them. Get those areas kind of ready by digging, you know, the hole, adding some compost to it, getting that area just ready to go. And then with your azaleas, dig as big of a root ball on each one that you can handle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't handle it and move it, there's no reason to do it. But if you just as big enough of a root ball as possible. And what I would like to see you do is the night before, I want you to water the two azaleas. Take a hose and just leave it on a trickle on each one. And leave it on each one for about like maybe a half an hour, okay, on each. So an hour total of watering, but barely, it's just trickling out. The reason why the trickle is so good is what it does is it slowly seeps into the plant, so it hits all the roots as it's going down instead of just going right through and, you know, pushing all the soil out of the way. We're looking for the water to get into the plant so that when you do cut any of the roots and it goes into shock, it's absorbing water. It has water in it, and it's not pulling in tons of air. Right? When you pull in air, it turns into shock for the plant and can end up with some dead, damaged branching. So we're trying to help prevent that. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to use, in that soil in the new planting area, I want you to use a the Biotone Starter from Espoma, okay? Biotone Starter has the mycorrhizae in it that helps the root system and helps with transplant shock, okay? So it helps build up that system, so in the new spot, it's not as hard for it to really get acclimated, okay? It's just going to help it and be beneficial. Other than that, I mean, you could prune it a little bit if you wanted to, but you don't really have to. You know, with the azaleas, you know, the better time to have pruned it would have been after it flowered. So you don't really, I wouldn't really prune it right now because you don't want to affect all of next year's growth. But say it's too big and you're okay with not getting a lot of flowers next year, you can prune it so that it's easier to move and easier to expand long term.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll give it a shot. So you're saying it's okay to do it now in the next few weeks? What's the latest you would suggest that's still fine so that it survives the winter? Is 2 weeks a hard?
Mid to, if we're starting to get frost, multiple frosts a week, it's too late.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. We got less than a minute left here. I want to say thanks for everybody who called. And just remember, next week and the weeks after, the sky's the limit with the amount of questions you have. You can call me every week. You can call me five times in a show. I'm here to answer those questions because that's what we do. And that's what my father would have done. So give us a call. Ask as many questions as you want. And just enjoy it. Because gardening is about finding the answers so that everybody can enjoy it and find those answers. Because you know what? All those questions you ask, somebody probably has the same exact ones. So until next week, I appreciate everyone calling in. I will be here again next week. But until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. And, hey. If you have to wear a mask, wear a mask. Don't storm the Capitol for it. All right? We'll be back next week. Have a good one.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.